On the hotline right now, Don Jameson is on there. You might know him from That Metal Show. I know him as the front man from the greatest band ever with Gunfire and Sodomy.
Well, I was lucky enough to see Gunfire and Sodomy.
God, one of the rare shows.
At the Mercury Room. Oh, my God. For those of you guys, you don't even know. It was like folk death metal, like acoustic death metal.
And didn't they have somebody open?
But like small room in your face, blood splattered.
Oh, no. So, yes, they had like like these three girls, like purposely torturing these girls. Like I'm sure they didn't have any idea what the band they were opening for was. Yeah. These girls are like vegan, hairy legged, like Me Too level 10, like holy ass. And these guys come out with ski masks, and they're literally wearing like rapist ski masks over their face. And what would you like to hear? Want to hear Rape Your Face?
Yes.
I believe the lead singer said that first bat was real good. You know, when it said, if you're into consensual sex. This song is called Rape Your Face.
Rape your face. Rape your face. Rape your face. Rape.
Carved out your eyes in anger. Now it's time to have some fun.
I know my daughter's only 11, but when she grows up, I hope that's our father-daughter dance.
I know that I'm
so, yes, there was Bleed the World and Killing Disease and Bastards of Satan and Hack, which was another favorite of mine. But, you know, of course, incredibly huge hit with telemarketers, torturing.
Terrorizing telemarketers.
Yeah, from Brothers to Write It Down across the board. But he got really famous, man, for The Metal Show with Eddie Trunk and Florentine, which made it a few seasons and did really, really well.
And they bring on everybody. John Fah, I mean, everybody was on that show.
But he's got a new stand-up record, too, man.
But the one thing I realize is, like, when you go on dates with people now, they'll look you up, like, on the internet to make sure you don't have any shady stuff in your past. You know what I mean? Like, I would look you up instantly. Yeah. I went out with this girl, and she's like, I just wanted to let you know I Googled you before the date. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I got nothing to hide. Plus, I pay a company to wipe all that shit off the internet anyway. She's like, well, you probably Googled me to make sure that I wasn't a serial killer. I'm like, I've been dating for 35 years. Most of the fun I'm getting out of tonight is the fact that I might be on a date with a serial killer. She had crazy eyes. I'm like, I'm either going to have the best time of my life or I'm going to be on Forensic Files next week.
Born September 27th. We first met him as part of the Terrorizing Telemarketers CDs. You've seen him as co-host of VH1 Classics' That Metal Show. He's released such comedy albums as Hell Bent for Laughter, Live and Hilarious, and Communication Breakdown. And his latest album, Denim and Laughter, is out now. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Don Jameson.
It's everywhere. Everything you do, it's either a new album is coming out, or you're on tour with Pop Evil, or you were just on the Monsters of Rock cruise.
Yeah. Listen, man. You know, Daddy's got to pay the mortgage, and you know, I'm good at writing penis jokes.
What do you think you enjoy more, going out and doing stand up and releasing a new album, or going as an opening act for a metal band on the tour bus?
They're both cool, man. I mean, you know, I toured with Zakk Wylde over the summer. I mean, that is the tour of all tours, man, because that guy's amazing. You know, he doesn't shower. You know, he once went 77 days
without showering. I smelled it. I observed in that 77 days, he played Kansas City. It was the first time I ever saw Black Label play Kansas City. It was a bar in Independence, and it was during a World Series. It was January or so, or December. And I remember it was a playoff game or something, but we got on the bus. He had told us that he didn't want to shower. And the bus was the worst smelling thing I've ever smelled in my life. And that's not a joke.
And I don't know why he does it. I mean, 77. He was going to go 78, but he didn't want to be gross, right? I mean, he must have stunk worse than that Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candle.
I'm telling you, like, it was real. And he was fantastic, man. I mean, he just, you know, he's Zach Wilde. I mean, and he's always been great. I mean, everybody's a brother. And if you're a friend, you're a friend for life. And there's nothing he won't do for you.
That's it. And if you ride on the bus with him, you better like Fox News because it's on all day and all night.
That's
God
great.
God bless America.
God bless America. So you do that. But what about the Ozzy and Motley stuff, man?
Well, you know, the crazy thing with the Motley thing was, you know, I called it on that metal show. I said to Mick Mars when he was on the show, I said, listen, you guys will be back. And he's wagging his finger at me. No, we won't. I'm wagging my finger back at him. Yes, you will. And I don't mean it, you know, I'm not trying to be a dick. I just know how it goes. Nobody that they're going to retire ever does. You get on the sidelines, you know, for a few months and then you're like, you know, geez, that used to be fun playing for 20,000 people.
Sure.
And you come back. So I put the clip on my social media, Mick saying, look, if we ever do come back, free tickets for the world. And I had no idea the whole world was going to respond to that and ask Mick for free tickets.
Oh, I remember watching it when it happened. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, like, because I had forgotten about that. Hold on, let me play the clip for everybody because I've got it here. So the Motley Crue announces they're coming back. They're breaking their contract, which I was like, well, dicks. Okay. I mean, even though I'm glad they're back, I'm like, I knew that. But all of a sudden from the metal show, and I love Mick. I think out of everybody, he is the man. And hold on.
I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to go see this final tour. But if it's not the final tour, I'll go see the next one, too. So I don't really care.
They, doesn't matter.
But you're asking a refund for the first one.
They have a contract. They can't break the contract.
I don't want a refund. If they tour 10 more times, I'll see all 10 tours.
Let me put it this way. If that happens, I will invite the world to come for free.
All right, you guys heard that. Now,
free Motley Crue tickets.
I believe out of everybody, Mick meant it, and Nicky is a smart man. Tommy's going along for the ride, and Vince is just running out of money.
Well, you got it nailed. But I had, and you're right. Mick is such a sweet guy. Like he's just got this image of being like this dark wizard because. Yeah. You know, he didn't do a lot of interviews because he was in a band with three other guys who,
right.
You know, were hogging the spotlight. So now the whole world is on Twitter. No. Mick, where can I pick up my free ticket? You know, the guy from Steel Panther wrote him really
sure.
hard. And,
well, and that does suck that Nicky took shots at the guys at Steel Panther because I love the show. I get the joke. It's funny. And Nicky, out of everybody, he should not have that thin of skin, that he's mad because those guys goon on the 80s.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, what, he, you know, he wrote 10 Seconds to Love. What, is he Bob Dylan all of a sudden?
That's what I'm saying. And it's still a great song.
Of course, they're all great songs, but it's a goof. You know, I love Nixon comedy with rock and metal.
Yeah.
Man. You know, that's my thing, man. So, but yeah, then Mick had to put out a statement saying, you know, clearly I was joking on that metal show, and I felt so bad. I went to my Twitter to make sure he didn't block me. So probably everyone else would get free tickets except me.
you got so much stuff. Denim and Laughter is out now. It's the brand new CD, and which, by the way, that reminded me of the old Saxon album, which I owned. Denim, remember? Mm-hmm. Remember Denim and Leather brought us all together. Maybe one of the greatest stupid lyrics of all time.
Yeah, well, I'm going on tour with their singer and
with Biff Bifford. So, you know,
with Biff Byford.
Biff Byford. All right.
So I just, you know, I used all the same artwork from the Denim and Leather album. So I figure after shows, you know, maybe people think I'm selling Denim and Leather.
I hadn't seen the cover yet. That's hilarious. Dude, let me tell you my Biff Byford story then. I've got a picture from the front. They opened for Motley on the Shout at the Devil tour. They played Memorial Hall. I'm 15 years old. And this band that, because of no internet, you hadn't really heard of yet. You probably heard the name somewhere in like a circus magazine. And this dude comes out in silver spandex, and it's straight Spinal Tap. I still have this photograph from like a 110 camera. The silver top, the straight bangs, the blonde hair, and he's singing. And he has clearly loaded the front of his spandex with a cucumber. And I remember being a child and being like, what? God. Like, terrifying. Terrifying to see this giant thing in this man's pants. before you get to see Molly. To the point where I talked about it on the show, I had to show Nikki. It took me a while to find that tour. Mm-hmm. But clearly, when you see that tour, it's different than other tours, like you can tell.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, I was like, I was the same way. The first time I saw a picture of him in a magazine with those silver spandex on.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I look down, I have an erection. I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude, that was one of those bands, like, everything you shouldn't do in a band, they would do, and they were still great. I mean, they were always, Saxon was always one of those, like, great, fun bands where you're like, oh, that guy has fuzzy hair. That guy's wearing a card dealer's visor. That guy has a mustache. That guy's like, you're like, everything you shouldn't do to be cool, they would do. And yet they were still fantastic.
Yeah, like the Village People of Metal.
Yeah, they really were. They really were, man. So you, I didn't know you were going out with Biff Byford. So I've been saying his name wrong the whole time, by the way. So is he doing a solo thing or is he doing Saxon?
Yeah, he's got a solo album out, and he invited me to come over. I'm performing in the UK and Europe for the first time, man. So
that'll be great. You know,
well, I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, I mean, my jokes work pretty good in America, but maybe I'm like, you know, the David Hasselhoff of Belgium. Who knows? I mean, maybe I'll really find my calling overseas somewhere. You know, like Twisted Sister got big in England before they came here. You know, maybe I'm the Jerry Lewis of France. I'll be the new guy.
Well, first time we saw each other out of the country, or the only time really, was, remember, we ran into each other at the Download Festival. And I walked in and was like, oh, my God, what the hell is Jameson? And they had the comedy tent. And I remember thinking, how weird, there's a comedy tent at a rock show. And I walked over and you realize it works beautifully. It's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I've been doing, you know, the Rock on the Range Festival, which is now called Sonic Temple. And we did Epicenter last year. So trying to line up some stuff in America for the spring and the summer, man. You know, because this album's sort of like the combination of, you know, my regular nightclub comedy act, and then what you'd see on the road opening for Pop Evil or Zach or Anvil or whoever. So, I'm excited, man. There's a lot of good stuff happening this year.
What was your favorite part? What's your best ridiculous moment when you're out with the Pop Evil guys?
Oh, man. Most ridiculous time. Well, there's always the end of the tour prank, right?
Right.
So, I used, you know, my music cue at the beginning was, you know, their tour manager would go out, introduce me to the crowd, get everybody fired up, and then they play Pantera Walk, you know, and I'd come out and I'd throw my guitar picks out to the crowd, get people, you know, I'd take the mic and hold it out, get people singing, get them really pumped up, and then I'd go into my act. So and then they'd put a big spotlight on me. The last night I walk out there, and all of a sudden it's just this warm pink glow, and they start playing Careless Whisper by Wham.
Which is a little underwhelming.
No energy in that song, yeah. That's, and now I got to start out with George Michael sitting. And now, look, I'm not saying I didn't visit him in the bathroom in the park in L.A. a couple of times. But, you know, I need Pantera to get me started.
Right. That is... That sounds about par for the course for Dorito and the boys. Like, because that's all the guys I like very much. But for whatever reason, Matt is for me the best connection. Like, we like the same stuff: motorcycles, guns. He's what a smart guy. People, I don't think understand. He's not just probably the best looking guy in rock and roll. He is, which isn't that just awful, by the way? How disturbingly cool looking he is.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I just, you know. I tried to, you know, we're on a tour bus together, so, you know, I had to, you know, I saw the guy with his clothes off, like, that's all good. It's like,
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with the guy, but he really is the sweetest dude in the world. I loved hanging with him. I was his sober buddy, you know, a bunch of times on the tour, because, you know, those guys like to go out and party and stuff, and sometimes be like, yeah, I'm going to hang back and play chess with Matt.
Yeah. No, and he's smart. People don't know. Like, I mean, yes, there's a rock star thing, but he is sober. And then, like, the guns he's building for that company are insane. The motorcycles, the stuff he'll get into, like, he'll do fine in this world. That guy is he's as smart as it comes. And, you know, this Pop Evil, as great as that band, is not going to be the end result for him.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure, man. I mean, he's got a million things going on. But, yeah, that's the rock star lifestyle now. You used to go backstage and, you know, people be getting oral treats on the... on the couch or on the catering table. Now you go backstage, it's me and Matt Dorito playing chess.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But then there's girls like that little, like peeking through the windows, like just like trying to get a clip, because it's not cool to be, because you're automatically his fat lady friend when you walk through the crowd with Matt Dorito. It's the worst feeling in the world. I've done it. Right, exactly. I'm like, God damn, I don't want to walk next to this guy, man. Jeez. I'm like, yeah, and I don't even want my girlfriend to go near him. Not that he's the problem. I'm just like, listen, she's already on the fence about me anyway. Like, you don't want to see how much better there is out there.
No, you never bring a girlfriend around that. I mean, the dude's got six-pack abs. I haven't had a six-pack ab since I was like 11, and the guy's just cut, man. And he's totally tattooed, looks cool as hell. Oh, love that guy.
Jake and I actually had a conversation. I'm not sure which one of us said it first, but the conversation went something like this. You ever notice Matt has really nice eyes? Dude, so I did too. Like, yeah, and then we realized how truly gay it sounded. We just had to stop.
Yeah.
But we know.
I might have fell in love a little bit on that tour, I'll be honest.
So then what do you think about everything else? I mean, the idea of going out with Biff and Sax, but I think it's so weird that you guys managed to connect and do that, because he is truly like a legend. That just to me, in my head, he was one of those guys that it has his place in metal, but it never went to that superstar level. Like he wasn't Judas Priest, but he was right below that.
Yeah, well, and he's an unbelievable. I've ridden the bus with those guys, with Saxon, when they were in the States with Judas Priest. I mean, he is a legendary ball buster, that guy. So, you know, man. I mean, he's right up there with, the best of the best, man. He could dish it out. Like, there was one time I was in the dressing room, and I was changing my shirt. So, for a minute there, I had my shirt off. You know, I was trying to channel Matt Dorito and maybe see if I could find some abs in there in my stomach. But then he calls the tour manager. He's like, he goes, Jason, can you bring Don a Saxon shirt? He's standing here topless. And the guy's like, Biff, I'm setting up the stage. The show's in 2 hours. He's like, yeah, but he doesn't have a shirt. And he made the tour manager stop the stage production and come up and bring me a T-shirt. It was unbelievable.
So he wouldn't have to look at you anymore.
Yeah. So he might have to see my hairy man breast.
Yeah, I'd like to. I can't wait to see that show, and I can't wait to hear this new record. Denim and Laughter is out now. The new CD. He's touring it in Europe. And when do you leave for the Europe tour?
Mid-April. I'll be gone mid-April through mid-May. UK, Belgium, Sweden, Switzerland, France, Germany.
That's great. So, that is so great, dude. Well, you're getting to do the two things that you love more than anything, man. Stand up and rock and roll. And I can't think of a life better lived. I mean, that's. And what a perfect combination to go out with bands, travel. Because, like, you know, we all talked about when you're doing, you know, the metal show. The idea of knowing these bands. If you can't be in one, then hanging out with one. And traveling on a tour bus. The way that we've always dreamed to be is a pretty amazing life.
It's great, man. And everybody on the scene is totally cool, man. It's just, you know, you're just laughing nonstop for a month. And you know, other than Zach's bus, man, there's... Nobody's watching the news, so you get away from all that nonsense. You know, you're just sitting around watching South Park, Family Guy and stuff. So, you know, you're just laughing for a month straight, and then you get home, and, then I miss it. Then I go back to the comedy clubs.
Yeah, well, listen, make sure you get here. We'll see you soon. And then I'll see you, hopefully, at some show this year. We'll cross paths. Are you going to Rocklahoma?
I'm not sure this year. I got to see what the schedule is, but I hope so. I love that festival, man. It's a great one. I know you always go.
Yeah, yeah. And how's Trunk? How's Florentine? Everybody's okay?
The gang's all good, man. You know, we're just blue collar workers, man. We're just trying to scrape by.
All right. Well, look, get it done, man. Denim and Laughter's out now. Check it out, Don Jameson, Jameson. And I'll talk to you soon, man.
Thank you, brother.